V'tova kamayu, when he broke it in front of them, v'yativu, he made them stop laughing so much. Shashi kisu the mokriyu, koishol schuchas levon, a very expensive thing. In the top places, ice kisu, with the toises, mikan noig, mishab, schuchas, the nesuyin. That's how many we break a kais, mishas nesuyin. To show even though we have a, it's a mokum simcha, still you have to have some yira. And the frat now, there's man the churban abayis, not supposed to have too much simcha, like some see. Also, some see. Right, the Rav Ashi over the Lula Labre, he also married off his son. Chazul the Rabbonim, they have been Kabat Ketubi, so the Rabbonim were joking around a lot. I see Kisa the Zugi Chiyut, they brought a white kais there. The Tov was a very expensive kais. The Tov Akamayu, he broke it in front of them. The Yatsiv, we calmed them down. Omule Rabbonim Ramnuna, Zutra. The Rabbonim told Rav Zutra, the Hilulay de Ma Brei de Ravina, by the Chasna of Ma Brei, the Ma Brei de Ravina, of the son of Ravina. Lishrulon Mar, like Vice says, give us some musa here. Sing us a song. By the chasna, do us a favor and sing us a song. Omar Louis said, Veilon the Misna, Veilon the Misna. That's what he signed for them by the chasna. Oyvei v'gredoi, oyvei v'gredoi. As he meant to say this, even though chasna is a mokum simchum, don't become shikur, don't stam hilulut, stam joking, but you have to know that you'll be a, remember the Yom HaMitzvah. You shouldn't just stam be the simcha shomitzvah. Trash Lishlo Man Shira, sing to us by the chasna. He sang to them, Veil on the Misna, Veil on the Misna. I veil, we're going to die. Omale, Anan, Man Neni Basrecha, what should we answer after? What should we answer you back? Omale, Hai Torah, Hai Mitzvah, the Magni Alon. You're afraid we're going to die? So happen right now. Go learn Torah, don't do mitzvahs, that will protect us from the Misa. He didn't mean just think about Misa. He meant that Misa should bring you the day doing Torah and mitzvahs. Rashi Yatera by Mitzvah the Magnalov, Heichen Hatera Shasaknu, Heichen a Mitzvah Shonu Makayomim, Shayaginu Aleinu, Medina Shagen. In other words, just think about the Saif and make sure you'll have Torah Mitzvah with you to protect you. Om Rabbi Yechim Shemeshim Ben Yechoi, Osa Lo Yodom Shemalei Schoi Pid Boilam Azir. It's also to open your mouth, laugh full. Boilam Azir means called Manda Zechurban Abayis now. Shenemar Oz Yemolei Schoi Pinu Shenein Arino. Amosai, when we'll be able to when we'll be able to open our mouth and lay a full is Bizman Shiyermu Bagoyim Higla Shem Lata Tamela. Only Bizman Mashiach Sain. Omrullah Arash Lokish. Shemiyomo, if we heard this memra, Lemolo is Chaypid Boilamazir. Omrullah Arash Lokish. Shemiyomo Lemolo is Chaypid Boilamazir. Mechisham of Yechin Rabbi. When he heard from Yechin this memra, that's also to lay with a full mouth, Boilamazir now, he didn't do it, he listened to it. A kofar that he said that after the churban abayis, and that's supposed to be the simcha gedolah too much. Well, it's thought we have to remember we're still the churban, we're still the golus now. That's the kofar, right? Too much simcha, you have to remember the churban abayis, right? Right before davening, you shouldn't be yosek in a shvera shayla and din, because you continue thinking about it while you're davening. Also, only a nice, clear thing that you won't have to think about when you're davening. So to learn a little bit before is good, like Terech Simcha, Shal Mitzvah, you should start davening. That's usually what we say Asher before we start davening. To be honest, it's something easy before you start davening. They could done the Lach HaPsukah, what's called a Lach HaPsukah, on Rabbi Yiki Yehud and Rab Zeru, them Rab Zeru. But now you see, it's called Achmir Al-Atzmon, the Noshim Al-Machman themselves, Shafil Roy is deep as Dam Kechadol, I feel they just see a little bit of Dam Nidor, Yosheh Vesamleh Shivu Nekim. They're knowing as if they're resolved and they have to wait seven days in the Kiyim so they can be tabled in the mikvah. Even though Midiraisa, they're just a nidor and they don't need Zayin Kiyim, would be enough just to wait 7 days and then go, they're machmen. Rabbi Ramna Tiyod Rabbishia, Tiyom Rabbishia, Mari Modem Al Tfuosa Yomachnitza B'Moshalo. A person has a right to bring his tfuor in when the shaft is still on the chitim on the wheat, though it's not called the Gemar Malacha yet. Kedesha Tei Behemtha Yachelet, that is Behemoth Kiritza Peret. He does not call a chiyah from the meiser. He has midiraisam or pturim in a meiser, and he's potter from meiser. Because midiraisa, you only chayim when you bring the teres after gemar melacha, after the roi to be eaten, into the house. So if you bring them into the house, the moitshalo, when you still have the shaft on the chitim, you're potter from trumas meiser midiraisa. It's only a chiyah midirabonin, and midirabonin the behema or an odim kiyah derech aran. The boy is saying, "Makiho the rapuna, the am rapuna am rabzera. I make his dam the behema kodeshim." If somebody makes blood, let blood come out of Hamath and Kochim, Osa Bahano. It's Osa Bahano Moyulam Boy. And you know the Yisamila from the Dam. And that's a posture halacha. Everybody knows halacha. Rabbanan avdi kemastisin, Rav Ashi yavdi kebraisin. Rashi kemastisin, before davening there were no mitzvah kovid roish, he did a little bit mitzvah like yiro, mitzvah achno, and kebraisin rashi mitzvah halacha psukta. They learned a little bit before. The Maaseh, that's why we like to vote. That's why before mincha, like, you're supposed to say Ashrei, it's called like halacha something before we start davening. And for Shachris, we have Sukkot Dezimra, so we have this.
Amr Aleph, Amr Aleph, in the middle of the Gemara, two dots. Torah Rabbanan. And then do the spell Lemetech Atzu, and that's what's supposed to start davening when you said Lemetech Atzu, Lemetech Schoik.
You shouldn't be lazy. Lemetech Schoik, not from laughter. Lemetech Ticha, and not Stam Ticha, Stam talking Dvorim Batalim. Lemetech Kalas Rosh. Kalas Rosh means feeling very low, like too happy. Without the, it's the opposite, Rashi says, of Kovod Rosh, the opposite of Achmor. Well, like how you feel. Veloy mitzech dvorim b'teilim, and not talking dvorim b'teilim, ela mitzech simcha shal mitzvah. Supposed to start davening mitzech simcha shal mitzvah. What does this mean, Rashi? Rashi means sicha means leitzonis. You shouldn't start davening when you're in the middle of leitzonis, joking around. Mitzech kalas rush, that means chiluf shal kovod rush. It's just the opposite of having hachno, of being machni yourself. Mitzech zachus lei v'yosik. I've been a bagaivin of being high. Shouldn't start davening like that. Elamitah simchum, kagoin divrei tanchumim, shal Torah. Saying nice psukim of Torah. Kagoin soma gula, lagulas mitzrayim, like we do in the morning, before Shemon Esrei, we're saying the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Those are nice psukim of tanchumim. Oy soma chlutilu ledovit. Rosh by mincha, before Shemon Esrei, we say ashrei tilu ledovit. Shushal shvach for tanchumim. It's nice shvach for the Eibushen tanchumim. Going with Sonia of Yatzeh, Shem Hashem as Kolyavam, or going with Kroya Sazduras Betzvilas, Arvis, Kiloyito Shashem as Amo, Kiyotzebem. Same nice psukim shal tanchumim. Now, this is a little bit different than we had before. Before we had, you're supposed to start talking either to Hachnor, or else we toich Dvar Halocha, Halocha Psukim. Now, it's a new Bryce, it's saying you're supposed to start davening, me toich Simcha shal mitzvah. And Lamais Halacha, we have at this Shita. That's why usually we start davening, we say Ashrei before we start davening, to be b'teich simcha shal mitzvah, means saying sukim of tanchumim. V'aitze v'chein lo yifter roda mechaveroi, you shouldn't leave your chaver, loy mitoich sicha, not stam shmuzing, Rashi says that means leitzonis, you shouldn't just stam be joking around with him, loy mitoich schoi, stam leftom, loy mitoich kalas rosh, loy mitoich dvorim b'teilim, ela mitoich dvar halacha. When you say goodbye to Yechava, the last words, when you talk to him, should be in a Dvar Halacha. Talk to him in Halacha. Why? That's where we find the same thing by the Nevi'im HaRishonim. She'asaymu divreim v'divrei shvach v'tanchumim. The Messiah, they ended off with divrei shvach and tanchumim. And the same way we find by Nevi'im. When it ended off the Nevi'im, it also ended off with divrei shvach for tanchumim. So Shalom, what is this going back on? This will make more sense to go back to before of Shemon Esrei. Before you start Shemon Esrei, you're supposed to say dvorim tanchumim. But here it's much as going on in the last Gemara. When you say goodbye to Yechaver, you should say like nice things. Dvar halacha means divrei shvach for tanchumim. So soon see, it means say nice things, give him shvachos and give him brachos before you go away from him. That's what happens by Nevi'im HaRishonim, and ended off with divrei tanchumim. So Mashal speaks out, Nevi'im HaRishonim here doesn't mean our Nevi'im HaRishonim of Yeshua and Shaftim. So the end of Yeshua doesn't talk about divrei tanchumim and shvach. So Nevi'im HaRishonim means just what the Novi gave to Chocha to Klal Yisrael, like Yirmiyo and Yishayo. They're talking about the Churban HaBayis. At the end, they ended off with divrei tanchumim. So what then, when you go away from Yechavah, you're supposed to talk about divrei shvach, like give him shvachas. We'll soon see. Of course, it's Steve in the Gemara. We'll soon see. V'chein toni, v'chein tona mori ba brei de Rav Huna, brei de Rav Yimya bar Abba. He also learned this on Alocha. Al yifterod mechaveru. When you say goodbye to your chaver, el, you shouldn't go away from him. Ela mitzech dvar halacha. Only talking about dvar halacha, shalos and halacha. Why? He says a svarish mitzech kach zachreyu. Because of this, he'll remember you.
So Pashit, everybody learns it, that if you tell him a Dvar Chiddush, later he'll say over Dvar Chiddush to somebody else, and he'll remember, oh, who told me the Dvar Chiddush? My Chavar, he'll remember you. But we'll see if it stems with the Gemara. The Gemara says a Maisam, a little different. Ki ho de Rav Kana, alavayu le Rav Simni Barashi. Mipum, he was malavim, and he said goodbye to him. When somebody leaves your house, you're supposed to walk him a little bit. So he's malavim, Barashi, mipum nahara, ad de tsenisa, the Bovel. Until he came to the big palm trees of Bovel. Kimatul Hossam, when he got to there, to the palm trees, they were in Bovel, omalei mar. Vade the Amriyinshi, people say over, Hani Tnisa the Bovel, these big palm trees, in Bovel, is Nayim Yodam Rishin. They're here, mamash from Adam Rishin's times, they never change, they're the same trees they're here from Adam Rishin's times. So you want to know, is that true or not? Viyad Hashta. Is it true or not? Omalei, he told me, once you're telling me this halacha, Adrachta Nusa, I remember now another halacha, the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that I heard over from Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. The Yomer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. My desid, what shan the posik? It says in Yom Yo, Boris Hashemli Ovavo, in a land that it did not go over. Ish, nobody went over that land, Velo Yoshev Odim Shom, and no person sat there. For the Gemara Vechim Yachav Lo Yover, since nobody ever passed by that land, Heich Yoshev, what's the chiddush? Nobody lived there. Sheet it. If you didn't go over it, first you walk over, then you live there. And Alay Malach, Kol Eret Shegazer Aleh Odim Harishon Li Yishuv Nisiyashva. Mr. Chiddush, how much of a Chacham Adam Rishon was. He knew every single part of this world, exactly what that part is aimed for. And he said, this land is going to be America, people are going to live there. This land is going to be a midbar, nobody's going to live there. This land is going to be only for trees and nothing else. His Adam Rishon Metchila knew the world so clear, he said Adam Rishon. When he said, Le'ishav, this place people are going to live there, is Nesiyashva. Later years people lived there. Lands that Adam Rishon said, no, nobody's going to live there, Le'ishav, Le'nis Yashra, nobody lived there, Ad Hayayim. So mainly he meant to say, it's like it's true, that these palm trees, it's possible to say, were the same palm trees there from Adam Rishon's time. Because Adam Rishon was Kaveya, this Mokum is good only for palm trees, and it's not going to have a Yishav. So, since you asked me this question, is it true that these trees could be from Adam Rishon, I remember another halacha. Therefore, the Mashallah is Psham the Gemara, that when you leave your chaver, you're supposed to say over Dvar Halacha, Shemitokach Zachreyu. So Mashallah says, doesn't mean that if you tell him a Dvar Halacha, he'll remember you later by saying over the Dvar Halacha. That means right now, if you tell him a Dvar Halacha, he'll remember another Dvar Halacha about this. Like you'll have a conversation in learning. So your last conversation with your chaver should be in learning. And then it's good to myself. That he asked him a question, do you know about these palm trees in Bavel? Were they there all the time from Adam Rishon? He remembered, oh, because of what he asked me now, I remember another look, and they got into a conversation. So that's Pshat Shemeter Kach Zachreyum. And the Miri also says like that. Shemeter Kach just means that if you tell him one halacha, he'll remember another halacha about that, you'll have a conversation and learning. Nocha Maisa, Rev Mordechai, Alavai, Rev Simni Barashi. He was Malavar of Shimi Barashi. Hey, when he went goodbye, he left his house. He walked him down the street. Me'agrunya v'yad be'kipi. He was Malavar him from his house, Me'agrunya, to Ad be'kipi. V'yamrilo Ad be'duri. He just did another place. That's the whole Maisa. So who is the Maisa listed? The Gemara before said, when you leave Yechav, you're supposed to leave him at Dvar Halacha. And here it just says, how would he leave him? He still walked him down the street and said goodbye to him. What happened to Dvar Halacha? So the Miri learns from here, the Pshat is, when the first Gemara, that Al Yiftu Adam Tech Veri Elim Metech Dvar Locha, it doesn't mean you have a Chiyiv to say a Dvar Locha. Just means if you have a Dvar Locha on hand, say it out already. For Lu Yitzu, you have nothing on hand, you're not in the Chiyiv to Matizich, like you feel there, I can't say goodbye to my Chavar, because I have no Dvar Locha to tell him. That's not this Gemara. Gemara is just saying, if you have something on hand, say it out. Let's say you have nothing on hand, then that's the first part of the Gemara. Give him shvachim, stam, say nice, goodbye, hope to see you again, give him shvach. That's what the Gemara brought down another mice here. The type that didn't say it by halacha, to tell you there's no chiyuv to say it by halacha. Because if you have it on hand, it's a good thing to say goodbye with the by halacha. If you don't have the by halacha, that's shan the first Gemara. That you should do it with terech shvach. Stam, give him shvachim, say goodbye to nicely. Son of Rabbon, ha mispalel, before you start davening, is sorech shechavin es libo l'shemayim. Should have mechavin liboy l'shemayim. Now, in the Gemara in Yevamis, it has a sphere there. One pasuk says your lev should be in shemayim, and one place it says your lev should be ba'aretz. So the Mora said the terence there is that you're supposed to look during davening Boritz. You're supposed to keep your head down, looking downwards. But your Levi should be thinking in Shemayim. Your Levi should be thinking as if you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now this kavanah is before you start davening. Because while you're davening, you're saying Shemayim Esrei, the first brach of Ovis, the kavanah should be Pirush Hamilus. Supposed to know what you're saying, what the words mean. So this means before you start davening, you're supposed to mechaven as if you know you're going to talk to Hashem. Mechaven as Levi Meshamayim. So your Lev should be as if it's talking in Shemayim. Abishalayim is similar to Dover. Tochin libo in takshiv oznecha. If you're making your leiv, then a Kodesh Baruch will listen to you. Tanya Omrav Yehuda. Kachoyim in Hodosh Rabbi Kiva. This is what Rabbi Kiva used to daven. Kishoyim is span lematzibur if he daven with the tzibur or yemakatsa v'yema. He used to daven a little faster. With me terech tzibur. Terech tzibur. Not to make the tzibur wait for him. Well, Allah is brought down, Allah in Allah is brought down, Hilchot Tzvilus of a Shliach Tzibur. A Shliach Tzibur Chazin, he shouldn't be marech too long by davening, because it's Hilchot Tziburi. So when you're in the Tzibur, you shouldn't be marech too long. Or because show you mispalo beinoy leben atzvim, we sometimes daven by himself. Or you manichoy bezov yizu, he used to start davening Shemin Esrei in that corner there. Or my tzor, a few hours later, they found him bezov yacheris in the next corner of the room. The Chol Kach Lom of us have to see move so much during davening. With Nekrius Mishtachavoyis, it used to be Koreya and Mishtachavoy, bow down. So the Miri says, Navadis doesn't mean join the Yudches Brochus, because during the Yudches Brochus, you're not supposed to move. And how many Koreas do we have during the Yudches Brochus? Only the beginning at the end. You don't have that many Koreas. Because Navadis means after Shmones, after some Rochus Am Yisrael B'Shalom, then he starts to say Divrei Tanchumen, like we had before. So Divrei Tanchumen, you can say as long as you want. And Tanchumen means he's asking, he's like begging from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. See, Mamish act like a begging. He was Kseder, bowing down and bowing down to the Eibishter, and he got moved from one corner to another corner. What? That's if you have to. That's if you're in Mahalach Baderech. That's if you have no choice. But here he was dabbling in the shul, in house. He was dabbling in the house here. So he could be sitting still. Just at the end, the Shas, the Kriyas Hashtachah, the Miri says, at the end we said, Divrei Tanchumim, he was like begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, he was bowing down, he moved. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba, L'yelam Yispal Lodom Bebayish Yesh Poi Chaloydis. You always make sure there are windows in the house. And who are in the basic Knesset should have windows. Shenema V'chavim Psicha Olei. Like he opened up the Shpia Pesach, the Shpia window there. So some learned shot is that Metchila is supposed to look down on the floor, your eyes, he said. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. You're not supposed to look up. But let's say your Machshava, you start thinking about different things. So how do you get your Machshava back to davening and Tefila? You're supposed to be able to look into Shemayim. So if you have a window there, you could pick your head up and look into Shemayim. That will make you have Kavonah again. So the need to have a window in the shul that you could be able to see the Shemayim. Yochol Zatimor Yispal Lodom Kola Yom Kulei. So this is the Havimina, not that it's the Chiyah to daven 24 hours straight, but just means as many times a day as you want to daven, you'll be allowed to daven. So Demar Kfar Mefurish Al Yidei Daniel Vizimnin Tlosa. Says Tlosa, but Daniel, he only daven three times. That's the Indian, you shouldn't daven more than three times. That's Al Choyver, and not more. Trashi Zimnin Tlosa Shachris Mincha V'Yavis. Yochol Zatimor Mishabol L'Goy L'Huchla. Maybe this was only when they went to Golis. But before that, it was different. That's what I used to do even from before this. The drasha yochel mishabola gerla huchla. Hatfila hazois huchla. That means kamay neschala. It first started now. Avokaitim l'chein before he wanted to go this. But how you rock of a calf? Maybe he didn't even daven three times a day. So the pasuk no. This is the way he davened before also. Yochel yispar lodom l'chov ruach sheyitz. You can daven any way you want. Talmud leima neged Yerushalayim. You have to daven neged Yerushalayim. So Masharef, the moral we had before was if you're living in Chutzla, as we do now, you're supposed to be Mechavim Teretz Yisrael. Love Davka to Yerushalayim, just Teretz Yisrael. So how come here the Gemara says to Yerushalayim? So he says that Bovel is very close to Teretz Yisrael. So if you're in Bovel, it's as if you're in Teretz Yisrael. And when you're in Teretz Yisrael, you're supposed to face towards Yerushalayim. Hey, so we're back in America, so far away from Eretz Yisrael, he can't say the Mechavim towards Yerushalayim. It has no words. It's enough to say face towards Eretz Yisrael. But if you're very close to Eretz Yisrael, then it has to say face towards Yerushalayim. So Baba was close to Eretz Yisrael, he's supposed to face towards Yerushalayim. Yochi Yekul Mabatachas, maybe Kedavin all three tefillahs at one time.
In the morning, daven three Shemoneh Esrei. Gam mefurash aydei David yichtiv erev avoyki v'tzoroyim. Mash we know there are zmanim in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Yochu yashmiya kol b'tfilos. So maybe it's good to daven loud. Gam mefurash aydei Chanes. As the post by Chanes shenema v'kol lo yishomeya. He didn't hear a kol. That's the way he's supposed to daven. Shashi yochu yekol lo neshalos tfilos alolu v'shachas. The mashmalo no, it's three times erev avoyki v'tzoroyim. And Chana Shidavin Lo Yishameya. Yochel Yisholodim Tzrochel. Maybe first ask your bakoshes like Atachim Odom Das. The Yachakach Yispal, and then you'll say Birchus Ovis. Then you'll say Shvach to the Yabishtom. Vamaforsh Adei Shloima. No, Shinema Lishmoye El Rina Vila Tfila. Rina Zu Tfila. First say Rina, that Tfila means first say the Brochus of Ovis, like your Shvach to the Yabishtom. Tfila Zu Bakosha. And then you'll say your bakoshes. So Rashi Yochol Yishol Tzrochov could go in Birchas to Atachonim at Shemeh Tvila. First say the Yud Aleph Brochas of Bakosher, the Yachakach Yispal Shol's Brochas Rishonos Shein Shol Shvach. The Matan Apostle no Rina Zu Tvila Shol Shvach and then Bakosher Shel Tzrochov. Even though this is the Machlokes in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, which way to do, but this is the halacha we do like this. The first we say the Shvach, the first three Brochas, and then we ask the Bakoshes. What should this mean that if them are different shotim? Trashi bakoshes shelus trochav acher emes v'yatzav koydim gimel rishonis. Trashi learns really emes v'yatzav is lavdavka. Just means when you start Shmon Esrei, the first three brachas don't ask for yon trochav. No, wait till you start afterwards. After chayin lodim das. That's when you first start the shelus trochav. So the words of Emes V'yatzev V'yatzev Lav Davka. Some of our Shem Loi know that it means you should not ask any Bakoshes during Emes V'yatzev after Bissel Magun L'Tvila. It means right after Kriya Shema, right away just say Emes V'yatzev and don't be Maisev there, because there's an Indian to Bissel Magun L'Tvila. And afterwards, then in the middle of Shemon Esrei, then you'll be Marach with your Bakoshes. So tomorrow, Aval Acher Atvila, but after, Poshita means after you said the Yutchas Broch, you said Mavroch HaSam Yisroba Shalom, then, afilu if you say David the Shoyim Kippur, Omer. As much Tachnunim you want to say after Shemon Esrei, you could say on a limit. Like we saw at Rabbi Kiva. The Namish was Marach a long time. He used to bow down a lot from one side to the other side. Itmanam Yom Rabbi Rashi Yom Rav. Afa Pi Shom Rushol Adam Tzorach B'Shemei Tfilu. Even though what you're allowed to ask anything you want in the Bracha Shemei Tfilu, or B'Bol Omer Acha Tfilu Say. But if you want to wait till after you finish Shemon Esrei, till after you send Bracha Shemei Tfilu B'Shalom, and before you take your three steps back, then you say your tachnunim, afilu kisei the shem kip oimer. You can say as much as you want. Right, so we know, as we learned before, is that we get the mechorach lam yisrael b'shalom, we say yil erotzim first, then we say the tachnunim, and then after the tachnunim, we say again, yil erotzim. But then you can marach as much as you want. The halacha has brought down this is the best eitzah. Because if you're going to be marach in shemei tefillah, then it's not zich, you'll make kedusha. Maybe while you'll be marach in shemei tefillah, the chazaras hashas will start, and you'll miss Kedusha. So it's better first to dive in, tell him of Rachazam Yisrael B'Sholom and say Yil Rotzim. Then you can be Marach as much as you want in your Bakoshas. Because even if the Sheikh Siba does start to say Kedusha, you're allowed to answer them. If he said Yil Rotzim, you're allowed to say Kedosh and Baruch Shem, let us say. And in the Chlam, you can ask as much as you want for them, and anything you want for. Omer Rav Hamnuna, Kama Hilchasa Gavrusa, a lot of strong, good halachas will learn out from the psukim by Chana of Hilchos Tefillah. First it says, "V'chana hima deberes al liba." She spoke to her heart. That means, "Mekan l'mispalo tzorch shechad in liba." She have to have kavonis liba before you start davening. That means you have to be mechaven as if you're standing with Nei Hashem and have that kavonis before you start. Rav asif soser noyis, only her lips were moving. Mekan l'mispalo sheyechtach b'svosov. Means when you're talking, when you're davening, you should move your lips. The word should be coming out of your lips. You should see your lips moving. He didn't hear her koil. Now lift up your voice during davening. These are psukim we learn out from. These are psukim we learn out from. For a chana, we see these psukim. So we learn out from these psukim, these halachas. Vayta b'yachshiveha eli l'shukura. Eli thought she was a shikur, she was drunk. Why? says the Gemara, they'll say, why? Mikan sheshikur osel espal.
What was Eli worried about that she's a shikur? Because if she's a shikur, she's not allowed to daven. So Eli thought you're not allowed to daven. So it's the question, how did Eli think she was a shikur? So Rashi Yoifanodon and Psukim says that he didn't hear any voice from her. So he thought she was Tam Shikur. Mashari has the Kashra, which is there. But they're saying now that Allah Kharij, you're not supposed to raise your voice during davening. So Mistama, she wasn't the first one to do like this. Even Eli also knew that halacha. So Pshiti, you're not supposed to raise your voice. So how did Eli think she was a shikur? So the Mashar says, because she was talking too long. She was just davening on her shir. So the normal person just finished davening after a few minutes. That she was going to say that that's why he thought she was a shikur. So call for Malach, we see from this is that if she was a shikur, it's stuck also to daven. But Yomir Leha, Eli said to her, Admosai Tishtakorin, till how long are you going to be shikur? Means how long are you going to daven when you're shikur? You're not allowed to. Omer Abelazar, Mikan Meroyah Bachaveroy, Dovah, Shayna Hogan. If you see your chavre doing something that's not nice,